Hello and welcome to your weekly pod here on Four Lads Had a Dream. My name's Andrew and I'm joined tonight by two of my very favourite podders. First of all, Kenny, how are you doing, mate?
I'm good, Andrew. Hope you're well, mate.
All good here. And joining us is the pod overlord himself, Stevie. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's nice to be on and probably a good time just to apologise, folks, for not being on the last few weeks. Obviously, had personal stuff going on. And it's good to be back, and hopefully this will become a regular thing, Andrew. So looking forward to talking about Rangers.
Absolutely. It's an interesting kind of time for us at the moment. We obviously the last time we did one of these weekly pods was actually 2 weeks ago, just after the Ross County game, where we were lamenting the fact that we'd had, I don't know, about 50 shots on target and yet only scored 3 goals. Obviously, since then we've gone on. I mean, it's been a fair old roller coaster. Kenny, we've beat St Johnstone 3-0, Hearts 5-0, got past Killy, which was always going to be tricky, 2-1, and then unfortunately slipped up against Motherwell. But nonetheless, at the end of that little run, we still find ourselves 2 points clear, better goal difference than the team on the other side of the city, and looking forward to two very exciting games coming up. So how do you feel, I guess, Kenny, first of all, how that past couple of games has gone? You know, We've got 9 games left in the league now. Things still look pretty exciting, right?
It very much is. Look, it was very disappointing Saturday. We were all a bit taken aback and surprised, because I don't think many of us seen it coming, did we? But with hindsight, having watched the game back, I thought we looked a little bit leggy. We looked a little bit tired, I thought. But in saying that, on Saturday we had enough chances to win 2 or 3 games, Andrew. So I'm not that disappointed, oddly, because the run can't go on forever. There will come a time where you don't play particularly well. But I said to you the last time we were on that I thought the next 4 games in the league were really kind of pivotal. And I'll stand by that, actually. I think that there's a little blocks of fixtures that you look at and you think, we need to do this or we need to do that. And to be honest, getting past the Hearts game, which was terrific, getting past Kilmarnock, which was a tough game, but we got there. I'm quite happy with where we're at, Andrew. We're still sitting there with it in our own hands and with plenty to look forward to. So, yeah, I cannot complain too much. I've got to be honest.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. Stevie, I think picking up on a point that Kenny was making there in terms of the legginess, I think what we're starting to see now is the kind of effects of getting our players effectively kicked off the park recently. Ross McCausland, obviously, with his injury in the Motherwell game, which the manager made note of, talked specifically about the player getting kicked off the pitch. I think we have talked at length before about Phil Plamont and what he has done with this squad of players, but it getting reduced in terms of size because of these injuries, that's got to be frustrating, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I would agree with what Kenny said about us looking a bit leggy, and that is a kind of a symptom of the squad being stretched, particularly in the wide areas. I think the news of Cortez being out for the rest of the season, more or less, or for at least a considerable amount of time, is a huge blow as well, just as he was starting to look kind of decent. But it's just our luck, I think. And on Saturday, and there's been a few mental gymnastics online and things trying to justify what was really an atrocious challenge. And the worst thing about the boy winning the ball, Carey, is that he wins the ball and he's 2 seconds before McCausland gets there, but he still goes to ground, and the studs and the contact is well after the ball is played. Ross McCausland's momentum to get the ball takes him to where he should be, but it should be, you know, there was no need for any collision because Ross McCausland isn't actually trying to win the ball. He's nowhere near it. So, yeah, I mean, that was an extraordinary decision by not only the referee, who had an atrocious game, one of the worst refereeing performances I've seen at Ibrox in a very long time, but we were fairly beaten by Motherwell. No complaints, and it's not an excuse for me. It's just what I would consider to be a fact of Saturday's result. But I would agree, sadly, McCausland was kicked off the pitch, and it's going to be tricky having to find out, you know, who plays wide and who fills the team in the next couple of games, because it's not like we can rotate or rest that much, because Benfica, Hibs, and then back to Benfica again is a hell of a run of tough opposition.
I think that's right. Obviously, we've seen Sterling come in and play quite well out there, Kenny, but I think it's difficult to ask him to continue playing despite, you know, whatever Football Manager might say at this point, it's not, I think, his first choice of position, let's say that. And, you know, continuing to play him out there consistently when the manager has spoken so often about wanting to keep players fresh, wanting to rotate and, you know, keep the squad ticking over, it is going to be tricky. That being said, I think, you know, when we were looking down the barrel of having lost the season back in October of last year, I don't think many people would have predicted us to be in this position where we have one trophy in the bag, we are still in three more competitions, and hell, we're at top of the league as well. So, you know, I think as frustrated as we were with the Motherwell result, obviously given results elsewhere, and the fact that we have looked so competitive, I think from that perspective, at least for me, it's been a lot easier to just write this off as it's just one of those games where nothing worked for us, none of the players were at it. These things can happen. I don't think it represents a trend based on the 11 games prior to that and how well we've played in some of those. So I guess my question, Kenny, is do you agree? Do you think that is just an aberration? Do you think we can, you know, get back on course? Is Benfica really the best game that we can have to bounce back? You know, what's your take?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I'll tell you why. I think you're talking about, you know, out wide and who we're going to put out there. Strangely enough, I don't think it's going to matter too much on Thursday night because we'll need a little bit of pace. So it wouldn't surprise me if he starts with Scott Wright. Whoever else he plays, I'm not quite sure. But we are going to not have a lot of the ball on Thursday, so I'm not too concerned about that. It will be a more defensive structure that we play with. Do I think it's an aberration? Well, the proof will be in the pudding, Andrew, but I do think so, yeah. I think it's just one of those games that you get. Stevie will tell you, from the first minute, I just thought we were off it. We just didn't look confident or comfortable or whatever the word is, but you know, it's football, Andrew. You get games like that where, and to be fair, I've got to be fair to Motherwell. They came with a game plan and they isolated our defenders very, very well. The amount of times they got one-on-one with defenders was surprising. But they came with a game plan. And I believe that Kettlewell had went down and watched us down at Kilmarnock. So he's maybe pinpointed a couple of things that will stand us in good stead going forward, Andrew. So in short, is it an aberration? We'll wait and see. The Benfica games will take care of itself. And the Hibs games are massive for us. So, you know, Hibs are much more open than we are used to them being. So, yeah, I'm quite confident, Andrew. I've got to be honest.
Okay. Can I just say on that, Andrew, sorry. I think Kenny's right. But I think that we can't look too much into the Benfica game. I think all I'm kind of looking for in that is that we put in a really good performance and that, you know, we can take something from it performance-wise. I'm not necessarily expecting us to beat Benfica because I believe that Benfica are a Champions League level club. I think that we're under strength. But I think Kenny's right. I've got to be honest with you. As long as we come through Hibs on Sunday, whatever happens in Benfica I can handle, unless, of course, it's an absolute drubbing. I think that we'll go on from that. And I don't think that any questions regarding the squad or the manager or anything is fair, considering how well they bounced back with 11 straight wins after the Celtic defeat. So I'm with Kenny on this, that I believe it's just one of those games. I think we had enough opportunities to win two games. I think that Kenny's right. I think Motherwell spooked us a wee bit, lads, because they actually won the kickoff, took the kickoff, and we never got settled. So I think that basically contributed, and we didn't just react to it. So I'm interested to see how we're going to respond. But for me, if we do get beat home and away by Benfica, then I don't think that's something to overly worry about if we come through the Hibs game. If we don't come through Hibs game and this becomes a 2-3-4 game run, then that's where I would possibly start to get a wee bit slightly worried. But as long as we do all right against Benfica and come through against Hibs, then I'm quite happy with where we are at this moment in time. In fact, I'm overjoyed. And if you'd given me that a couple of months ago, I would have bitten your hand off with it.
I think that's right. We look at where we were and where we are now. There's undeniable improvements. I think Phil Clement, barring a complete disaster in the last half of this half, is going to have at least next season to kind of prove his mettle. I think he's already done that in terms of demonstrating what he can do with this squad, what he's managed to get out of them. A squad that I think the vast majority of Rangers fans, especially watching them under Michael Beale, did not think was anywhere close to a title challenge. The fact that they're now sitting top of the league is phenomenal. And a lot of credit goes to Clermont for that, in my opinion. In terms of that Hibs game then, setting aside Benfica for now, this obviously represents a big step in terms of getting towards yet another bit of silverware. We have this game to get through at Easter Road, which is a ground that, you know, knock on wood, we've had a good record at recently. I'd be hopeful that we can do the business there. Hibs, you know, have not exactly had their troubles to seek in terms of their own form, but they are still a top six team. They do still represent somewhat of a threat. But I think the game, Kenny, suits us quite well in terms of how they will set up and play against us, because they do tend to open up. They do tend to play quite, I don't know if aggressive is the right word, but certainly a lot more open in terms of how they set up. So I'd be hopeful that as long as we can get through this first tie of Benfica, that we can comfortably secure passage to the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup.
Yeah, but look, the Benfica game for me on Thursday is about staying in the tie, you know, to kind of take, go with what Stevie was saying there, you know. That's my take on Thursday. So, Sunday's the bigger game, actually, for me, in the sense that domestically is where our bread and butter is, and it's another great opportunity to get to Hampden. And it's a one-off tie. It's got to be one on the day, and I'm looking forward to that, actually. I'm looking forward to the next week. This break has came, you know, from the league campaign, is coming at a good time for us. The Benfica games are a distraction, but they're a very, you know, lovely distraction, that actually. The big, big game, Benfica and Rangers, it's just got a ring to it. The Hibs game, for me, is... I don't like saying that, you know, but I'm quite confident that we'll go there, and they are so open, and because it's a cup tie, I expect it to be an even more open, an end-to-end kind of game. I've noticed that with us, with Philippe Clermont, that we're quite open as well. We're quite prepared to let football just be a little bit of a game of basketball at times. He's got total faith in our players to do the job that he's asking them to do. So, yeah, I think the Hibs game is a big one for us, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we go with the injuries we have. But I'm fairly confident, I've got to be honest. I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm just thinking that the two-week break from the league with our main rivals dropping points, they've got to sit and stew in that, and we've got a wee bit of light relief over the next week or so.
Yeah, on that, I mean, we obviously have this doubleheader with Benfica, the Hibs tie. We've got Dundee then, and then we go into an international break. So, obviously, I don't think any of us are major, massive fans of that international break, but the fact that we've still got a couple of weeks more in terms of getting some of the rest of the squad fit and recovered and healthy again, Stevie, I mean, that can only stand us in good stead. I know that some of our players are likely going to be out, as you say, Cortez for one, probably going to be out for the majority of the rest of the season. It remains to be seen how quickly he can recover. But we do have players who are, I think, closer to coming back. Todd Cantwell is one who I suspect will be doing everything he can to get back in the picture. But in terms of some of those resources, Stevie, who would represent, you know, the kind of biggest impact in terms of being able to come back fit and firing?
Yeah, I definitely think it's Todd, isn't it? So he's the one that we all want back, and we're putting a lot of pressure on him, but we actually need some wingers back as well. It's vitally important. I think Ravi Matondo returns in the next couple of weeks, even just for options-wise. I think then you're looking at, is there an off chance that Sima could maybe be back towards the end of the month? I think that's a reasonable thing. Clermont says he's back on the grass this week. If he's back in the grass this week, Kenny, 4 weeks maybe on the grass, you know, I don't think that's a million miles away from being, is the Hibs game realistic, you know, on the 30th at the end of the month? These are the players I'm looking at. I don't think we see Danilo until May. I don't think we see Dowell until next season, perhaps. Cortez, if we're lucky, maybe May, and then we need to wait and see what's happening with him. McCausland, I'm hopeful that it's just a bruise and maybe a week or so But yeah. I think that's, if I'm looking honestly, Kenny, I would say, and I would fire this to you, I would say immediately, next few weeks, Matondo, Cantwell, and then maybe end of the month, Seema is where I'm hoping. And that's not based on anything. Like, if people are thinking that that's inside knowledge or that, it's definitely not. Rangers do not discuss injuries with anybody, let alone myself. So that's only what I'm gathering from what the managers and that have said.
I would actually think that if Seema's back in the grass this week, I think he said Monday actually, so he'd be back, he already have started training on his own on the grass. I think the last couple of players that's happened with under Clement, they've been in the squad within about a fortnight. Now, they're not starting, obviously, they're only getting 15, 20 minutes. So maybe a little bit different with Seema because he's been out for so long. But I'm quite confident that some of these guys will be a little bit closer than, you know, we're fearing, put it that way.
Is there anybody is there anybody else that we're missing? Because it seems like such a long kind of list. It seems like such a big list. Am I missing anybody else out? Or is
Lawrence,
that the main ones?
Lawrence as well.
Tom's fit, isn't he? But he just needs to kind of be, you know, kind of...
Ben Davis is the one, isn't it?
Well, Ben's on the bench all the time now at the moment as well. So he's fine. It's whether or not, you know, that he decides to go with them. So Ben Davis is in the European squad. It'd be interesting to see if Balogun would come back in against Hibs. I probably think that I would be tending to go towards Balogun.
We know we can't play Balogun in the Benfica games because obviously he's not within the squad. But
no, but for Hibs, I would be looking at maybe bringing him in. So there's a few options there, definitely. But I think wide players we need back, guys, desperately. Yeah.
Seema potentially coming in as an option for that second round of the Benfica game. That's very early, obviously, but I mean, he'd be a hell of an option to have sitting on your bench. That'd be very exciting. Obviously, you know, we like to keep things quite short and sweet around here, so I'm going to start wrapping up. But I think in terms of what we're looking ahead towards, we'll obviously have the Benfica and Hibs games taking place. Stevie, I believe that you will be having your traditional post-match pods that will be released kind of same day, hopefully as long as we've got a good result in the games.
No, actually not. I am.
Oh, okay.
Next time we are podding will be probably this time next week when we review the Benfica Hibs game and look forward to Benfica at home. So I'm not actually at any of the next coming games. I didn't choose to go over to Portugal for the Benfica game. It's just come too soon for me. And Hibs on Sunday, I believe that Shona is going to cover for us. So it's her first game on her own, so we wouldn't be expecting her to do a match pod, but she will be updating socials and keeping us up to date what's going on. I am working, so no pod for me at the moment, but Benfica is the next match day pod at home, and then we'll be here, guys, next week to review what's hopefully been a good few days for the club.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from Shona, obviously, after the Hibs games, and then, yeah, we will talk to you a few days after that. Both of you gents, it's been a pleasure, obviously. Kenny, I'll come to you first, but thank you, mate, for coming on. Always a pleasure to chat Rangers with you.
Yeah, it's always great. Thanks, Andrew.
And Stevie as well. Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate you giving us this platform. You don't need to apologise in terms of any absences. Like, you know, you've been doing plenty of work for the pod anyway, but thank you again for coming on this evening as well, mate. It's much appreciated.
No, absolutely. We'll get these regular, and just a thanks to everybody that's listened and subscribed, and that we have got quite a few thousand listening regularly, and there's quite a few thousand of subscribed. So if you're thinking about subscribing, please do, because it really helps us and we really appreciate the support. And Andrew, on behalf of Kenny and myself, thank you as always for hosting.
That's not a problem at all. One of these days I'm going to convince Kenny to get into the hosting chair and I can take it easy instead, but we'll see how we get on.
You'll need to teach me, Andrew.
It's not easy. Well, I was going to say it's definitely easy because I can do it, so trust me, you can as well. Gents, again, it's been a pleasure, and to everyone out there listening, I'd just like to echo what Stevie said. Thank you for listening. Your support means everything to us. We do encourage you to subscribe, like, share, all of those good things. It's been a pleasure. So until we talk to you again, bye for now.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is exclusively sponsored by Rhino Express in association with Zenith Coins, Alexander Campbell Interiors, and Wrench's Pools. Please don't forget to drop us a like and a follow if you enjoy all our content, and if you're listening on a podcast channel, please subscribe as it really helps the podcast grow. We hope you enjoyed the show. Bye for now.